We're getting closer to Mountain Home Bomber football. The Bombers pregame show is brought to you by James Boyette State Farm Agency. We take you live to the stadium with the voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to Bomber Stadium, about 20 minutes away from kickoff. The Bombers in their home opener this evening, getting set to take on the Raiders of Nettleton. Nettleton comes to town with a record of 1-1 of the campaign. They beat Blytheville 2 weeks ago, and then last week lost to Pocahontas. The Bombers, of course, 0-1 of the campaign, coming off that loss last week at Harrison. Boy, a great night weather-wise for football, a good crowd on hand. It's senior night doing that this evening. Of course, you never know what's going to happen with the pandemic, and hopefully we'll get the entire season in, but a lot of schools are doing this around the entire country, getting the senior night in on their first home game to make sure the seniors get honored. So they continue that. We're going to take a break, come back, and talk about this matchup in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Bombers are working hard for success. This is Mike Stockton, financial advisor at FSIS Group. When you work as hard for your money, you don't want to take chances with risky investments. We believe in informed investing and will help you find investments that align with your goals. For sound investment advice, call us at 870-701-5160. That's 870-701-5160, located in Mountain Home. FSIS Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC, life well planned.
At the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, nearly 2,500 employees across Arkansas are working day and night to deliver the one thing that you always expect to be there. Power. The responsibility to reliably and safely deliver electricity to the natural state is the commitment of the people that make up our statewide network of 17 local distribution cooperatives. You can expect the electricity to be there when you need it. You can count on us. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas.
Always wanted to go to college but just haven't found the time? Well, pop quiz. What is a better way to earn your degree? Commuting to campus during this uncertain time? Using gas, getting stuck in traffic, and rushing to the classroom? Or learning online from your couch with your kid? Or your porch with your puppy? At Independence University, your campus is literally wherever you want it to be. You don't go to college. College goes to you. That's right. College fits your schedule. Don't have a computer at home? Don't worry. We'll give you a new laptop and tablet to keep after you graduate. Just call 800-420-8570 now. Learn from professional instructors with real work experience. There's also employment assistance when you graduate. Get your degree, but keep your life. Financial aid is available to those who qualify. Start getting that degree you always wanted. Call 800-420-8570 now. Get a laptop and tablet that's yours upon graduating. Call 800-420-8570 now. That's 800-420-8570. Again, 800-420-8570.
We continue with the James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show.
And he's thrown for a loss back near the 40.
On Classic Hits 101.7.
About 17 minutes away from kickoff of Bomber Stadium, the home opener for Mountain Home tonight against the Raiders of Nettleton. Joining me again for the broadcast is Sonny Elliott. And, Sonny, we heard Coach Erie talk about in his pregame show so many times. Your coaches say that you'll see a team make their biggest improvement of the year between Game 1 and Game 2. And, obviously, there's some good things Mountain Home did last week and some things they need to work on, and I know they're wanting to see a lot of improvement going into tonight.
That was a big focus this week, Brad. You know, last week had those big plays that we gave up, and we had some key turnovers at, you know, probably the worst times that you could possibly have them. But I know they've worked a lot on practice and defensive secondary, keeping their eyes disciplined, not getting caught looking into the backfield. And we've worked to clean those miscues up and going to try and cut down on those key penalties as well.
This is a Nettleton team that comes in. You and I were talking with Coach Erie yesterday. It's a team that likes to – they're not real strong throwing the ball, but they've got two good runners.
They do have two good runners. They have a good little runner in their quarterback, Cameron Scarlett, and they have a tough little running back. They're neither one of them are really big kids. Orion Pugh, though, they both scored two touchdowns against Blytheville. I was fortunate enough to watch some video of both of their games so far. That was just a knockdown dragout with Blytheville that they happened to have a chance to take advantage of a ill-timed, I guess what you'd call a wasn't really desperation gamble, though, whenever you get Blytheville went for it on fourth down and about medium in their own territory, turned it over late in the game. Nettleton capitalized and scored to get the win. And then last week, they were a little bit outclassed by Pocahontas. Pocahontas won the top teams in 4A. So, you know, they're very similar offensive style to Mountain Home, and we'll see a lot of similarities throughout this game.
This is a team that has six offensive and five defensive starters back. But, boy, you look at what they graduated. They had some talent the last couple of years.
Yeah, you lose your All-State quarterback, Cade Carter, All-State wide receiver, Josie Perkins. I know we're quite familiar with his work. That he had some big games against Mountain Home.
He did.
And they've graduated the two-time All-State kicker, Michael Golden, who is at the Naval Academy. I found out from watching a Nettleton game.
Really?
He's not playing football. Playing intramurals, but a very smart young man and is a member of the midshipmen.
These teams have played 10 times over the years. Nettleton leads the series 7-3, but boy, they've got a win streak coming in here against Mountain Home.
Yes, six in a row, but something tells me I feel good about tonight. I think Coach Airy does too. So it's a quiet confidence this week. I think there are a lot of doubters, the folks that thought that it was go to Harrison and just get beat really badly. And I think that showed the steps forward that if you take out the mistakes, that's a pretty even game between Mountain Home and Harrison.
And I thought it really showed the fact that it was Harrison's second game as opposed to Mountain Home's first game of the season. There was differences in the way both teams played.
Yeah, and I think we'll see that big change tonight. I think that we were able to work out a lot of things, and we also were able to game plan. I think we're it's going to be an interesting matchup, especially in the trenches.
We mentioned these teams have played 10 times. First meeting happened back in 1973. They'll meet for the 11th time here tonight. Nettleton is 1-1. The Bombers 0-1 on the campaign. We're about 13 and a half minutes away from kickoff. Now, obviously, there's some other good matchups around the state this evening. Matt Sharp's going to check that schedule for us coming up here in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Civil engineers design, construct, and maintain large public works, such as roads, bridges, and buildings. That's what Strider Consulting does. They help plan and design for the future of our area and are proud to support our local community. The Strider Consulting team is excited to support our local Bomber sports teams, FFA, Bomb Squad, and more. Strider Consulting is proud to cheer on all Mountain Home Bombers and congratulates them all on their hard work. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future.
At FNBC, we've been focused on community for over 100 years. To us, that means providing products and services that meet our customers' needs. It's that kind of community and customer focus that brought me to FNBC. Hi, this is Melanie Britt, and I'm proud to be a part of the FNBC community banking team right here in Mountain Home. I invite you to stop by and pull up a chair at our office located at 102 Highway 62 East to see how we can help you with your banking needs. You and FNBC, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As one of the leading counseling practices in Arkansas, Families Inc. provides mental health services on an individual, couple, family, and group basis. We offer a variety of therapeutic services for children, adolescents, and adults. Our licensed health professionals assist patients in resolving conflicts with others, understanding feelings such as anxiety and depression, and providing emotional support. If you or someone you love is hurting, give us a call or visit us online at familiesinc.net because life is meant to be enjoyed.
We at Coleman Family Dentistry want to see your whole family smile while cheering on your favorite sports team. That's why we have opened a second convenient location in Cotter. With services designed for children 3 and up, we are a place the whole family can get their teeth checked. We have state-of-the-art equipment, technologies, and two great locations, all giving you plenty of reasons to smile. Call Coleman Family Dentistry today and meet Dr. Brad Coleman, Dr. Kyle Barton, and the newest member of the family, me, Dr. Austin Wilkie.
Hi, I'm Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Saving for your child's education is so important. We know that putting money aside for college or technical school is tough, but we're here to make it easier. Every drop in the bucket adds up over time. I encourage you to open an Arkansas 529 account for your children or grandchildren today.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement at arkansas529.org. arkansas529.org.
Let's check the schedule of other games around the state with Matt Sharp and our studio report on Classic Hits 101.7.
And we do greet you from the studio for the first time tonight as Mount Home is getting ready to take on the Raiders of Nelton. This is, again, the home opener for the Bombers. It's also senior night at Bomber Stadium. Mount Home is going to go ahead and recognize their seniors for football. Also, cheerleading, band dance, and the ROTC as well. We'll talk more about tonight's game in a little bit, but let's tell you what else is going on. First off, in the 6A West, Mountain Home's new conference, there's already been one final from last night. And I tell you what, Little Rock Parkview is showing they're one of the most improved teams in the state. The Patriots, currently ranked fifth in Class 6A, defeated the fifth-ranked team in Class 5A last night, Whitehall, by a score of 41-13. Later tonight, Russellville will play host to Fort Smith Southside. Asylum Springs entertains Harrison, who comes into the game ranked fourth in Class 5A. Also this evening, Van Buren is in Oklahoma taking on Choctaw. Benton, who is the 10th-ranked team in the state overall, second in Class 6A, is in Little Rock taking on the new school Southwest. Greenwood, who is ranked fourth in the state overall, number one in Class 6A, is hosting Harbor, who came in from Springdale. And Lake Hamilton, who is ranked third in Class 6A, is playing host to Malvern this evening. On the local level, Yellville Summit looking for their second win of the season after beating up on Two Rivers last week. Panther is playing host to Corning tonight. Salem is at home against Dover. Melbourne is hosting Cave City. Mountain View is at home against Hector. Also this evening, West Plains is playing at Rolla. Hollister is entertaining Seneca. Forsyth is at Clever. Branson is hosting Carl Junction. And Ava is home against Mountain Grove. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that I haven't yet got to, number two, Bentonville, who is also ranked number two in Class 7A, is playing host to Kansas City Rockhurst, who made the trip from Missouri. Third-ranked North Little Rock, who is also number three in Class 7A, is entertaining Fayetteville tonight. Number five, Pulaski Academy, who's also ranked number one in Class 5A, is in Tennessee taking on Ravenwood. Sixth-ranked Little Rock Christian, who is ranked second in 5A, is at home against Magnolia this evening. Seventh-ranked Cabot, who is also number four in Class 7A, is at El Dorado tonight. It is number eight, Conway, who is also number five in Class 7A, playing at Jonesboro. The Hurricane is ranked fourth in Class 6A. And number nine, Bentonville West, is in Little Rock taking on Central. Bryant, who is ranked number one in the state overall and in Class 7A, is idle this week. We've already gone through all the Class 7A top five and Class 6A top five games. There's only one I haven't yet mentioned in the Class 5A top five, and that is number three, Wynn, playing at home against Morrilton. In the Class 4A top five, it is number one, Joe T. Robinson, hosting Marion tonight in Little Rock. Second-ranked Arkadelphia is entertaining Greenbrier. Number three, Nashville, is at home against Aquin. Fourth-ranked Shiloh Christian has made the trip to Oklahoma to take on Sand Springs. And number five, Pocahontas, is at home against Paragould. By the way, Pocahontas is who beat Nelton last week. In the Class 3A top five, number one, Harding Academy, is at home against Heber Springs. Second-ranked Prescott is entertaining Parker's Chapel tonight. Number three, Newport, is at home against Bauxite. And number five, Ryzen, has made the trip to England. Fourth-ranked Boonville is idle this week. And finally, in Class 2A top five, number one, Fordyce, is at Camden taking on Harmony Grove. Second-ranked Junction City is at Smackover. Number three, Gurdon, is at Bearden tonight. Fourth-ranked Des Arc has made the trip to Barton. And number five, Magnet Cove, is hosting Glen Rose. Let's look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll get you back to Brad and Sonny in just a moment at Bomber Stadium as Mount Tom is getting ready to take on Nelton this evening. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey Bomber fans, it's Adrian Blackwell from Arvest Bank. This cheer is a shout out to our awesome teachers and amazing paraprofessionals. Thank you for leading with a servant heart, fully devoted to reaching every student every time. We know our children are in good hands when it comes to their learning and development. Your tireless effort to learn new methods of teaching make you forever heroes to many. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!
Can you imagine that there are kids who don't have enough food for dinner, who don't have clothes for school, who live in houses without electricity? Hi, I'm Major Michelle Robbins, and on behalf of all the kids at the Salvation Army, I want to thank you for being so generous to the Salvation Army. Because of you, the Salvation Army can make a difference in the lives of so many in our community, including kids. Thanks for helping us do the most good.
The boys are in a real pickle here, Gene.
Lots of talk going on in the huddle there, Roy.
Well, it looks like they decided on a play.
Wait, what's this? Are they setting up for the hot springs?
The hot springs? We haven't seen this formation since 1918.
Yeah, that's the same year that Babe Ruth hit the mammoth home run during hot spring spring training. They're headed to the line. And there's the snap.
To learn more about the rich sports history in Hot Springs National Park, visit hotsprings.org.
The James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, just under 4 minutes away from kickoff. The Bombers and the Raiders of Nettleton. Sunday last week we saw Bombers run the ball well against Harrison. We may see that and a little more throwing tonight, right?
That's right. I was talking to Coach Ackland. You know, right now we're getting a lot of great production out of Bryce at quarterback and Gage Hershberger at running back, and he's not one to buck those trends. If you're having success, he likes to say so far, you know, we've put about 62 points on the board in a quarter, a little more in a game and a half. So, but if the offensive opportunities present themselves to throw the football, I think you'll see that. One thing I did see against Nettleton in the first two games in the film that I saw, they are not real adept at pass coverage. So I think I would like to see if we could soften them up a little bit with the running game and then start throwing over the top.
Well, the Bombers, obviously, that was one of their problems last week, too, is the pass coverage. So I know they've worked hard on that during this week. Well, the coin toss has been won by Nettleton. They've elected to take the football. So they'll have the ball first. We'll break and back and get this one kicked off next. This is Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Bombers pregame show, brought to you by James Boyette State Farm Agency. Now it's game time on Classic Hits 101.7. This is Mountain Home Bomber Football, presented by Next, Centennial Bank, The Locker Room, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Chad Bashirs of Edward Jones, Ideal RV, Arvest Bank, The Salvation Army, Coleman Family Dentistry, Mike Stockton of FSIS Raymond James, Strider Consulting, ASC Warranty, Nosari Home Mortgage, Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance, James Boyette State Farm, FNBC, Knox Orthopedics, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Families Inc. Brad Haworth and Sonny Elliott have all the action live from the stadium next on Classic Hits 101.7.